Tony, when we last interviewed you in June, there were just a few dozen cases of COVID in Montezuma County. Today, as we speak, there are more than 900. You said back in June that the hospital was prepared for a surge. Now that we're in the middle of that surge, give us an update.
I think we're still handling things pretty well. It's been a little bit up and down. I mean, a real roller coaster. We'll see days where the hospital is completely full, then a couple of days later, you know, we have almost no one. And today, we're actually down quite a bit. I mean, we've only got 7 patients in the hospital right now. 4 of those are COVID patients. Our ER volume is really down this week, but it's a little bit unusual from where it's been the last few weeks. So I think we're seeing a sort of a turn back towards that early April type situation where people seem to be a little bit scared of getting out, and maybe they're staying in a little bit more.
How many positive test cases have there been among hospital staff?
I think it's probably less than 10. At one point, we had about 35, and this was a few weeks ago, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we had about 35 that had been exposed or had tested positive. Not all of those did not test positive. But since that time, and quite honestly, we made a pretty direct plea to our staff to please be more cautious when you are away from work and are out in the community. And they seem to have listened, because we're seeing that drop drastically. And we have actually had very few that are even in a point of exposure or have tested positive recently.
You said things got pretty bad at the hospital a few weeks ago before it improved. Did it ever get so bad that you were flying patients to other hospitals? I know St. Mary's and Grand Junction had a similar shortage of available beds.
It did. We were there for a few days. We were, like I said, we were almost completely full. We were definitely transferring out some very high intensity cases that we had. And unfortunately, at that time, St. Mary's was also full. And so basically the closest we were finding during that period was Denver area that we were having to transfer to.
What about normal hospital operations in the middle of a pandemic? Are you still recommending that people get elective surgeries? Are you even scheduling them?
No, I mean, we're not really delaying electives. We're being very cautious. All of our precautions are still in place that we've had all along, you know, as far as masking and procedures, checking temperatures of things when people come. But we're doing more telemedicine as far as clinic visits, but we haven't actually delayed surgeries and don't intend to do that unless something happens. We have procedures in place that if a person needs to come in for a surgical procedure, they're tested, so they're cleared to make sure they're not COVID positive and that type of thing. So we still feel very comfortable that we can continue to safely do elective surgeries.
Tony, we've seen some resistance in Montezuma County among elected officials and citizens to take certain steps recommended by health officials to slow the spread of the virus, whether that's mask wearing or what have you. There's even been some resistance from the county to move to a more severe level as cases spike. So what is your sense these days about the support you and your staff's getting from elected officials and the community at large?
You know, from the community, I think it's obviously, as you know, it's very split. There's a lot of people out there that are very very cautious about taking precautions, and we're certainly glad of that. We've got a lot of support within the hospital as far as people reaching out to help us out in every way they can. You know, I've been very vocal that I felt like we needed more support from the local leadership, and I still do. Yesterday, there was a decision made to not move the county to red so that businesses don't shut down, which I agree. I do not want to see businesses shut down again. But at the same time, I'd really wished that they would have gone a step further and really emphasized the importance of taking those precautions when you are out and, you know, encouraging people to wear masks, which, you know, unfortunately, the local leadership has not seen fit to do at this point.
Tony Suddeth is the CEO of Southwest Health Systems based in Cortez. Thanks for joining us today, Tony.
Glad to. Thank you very much.
Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.